Welcome to the New Earth Academy podcast, your community of heart-led leaders being the change that they want to see in the world, birthing a new earth by living authentically from their hearts.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the New Earth Academy podcast. I trust that you are really well and you are still navigating these current energies with a sense of self-care, a sense of love, of really nurturing yourself. As I am recording this, we're going into a dark moon phase just before that second new moon in Aries, that new moon which is at the anaretic degree, so 29 degrees and 50 minutes of Aries, just 10 minutes before it goes into Taurus, combined with an eclipse as well, which really ushers in a brand new season. Eclipses come in, and if we are off course, they knock us back onto course of our highest timeline. So when we get to this new moon, set your intentions, really think big, dream big, and just watch for those curveballs coming back into course correct for you. I wasn't really going to go into the astrology of the moment, but also think about your energy as we go along this week, as we move in towards kind of Beltane, towards summer solstice. When I was sat yesterday, the energy coming through was incredibly powerful and incredibly potent. We're still experiencing huge amounts of solar flares, of EMF activity, of, you know, coronal mass ejections, that's the word I was looking for, coming through and really shaking us up, shaking up our lives, shaking up our technology. And it's that encouragement once again, when these energies are really, really fast and incoming, when we feel really ungrounded and discombobulated and exhausted, that we really take that time for self-care, for self-love and looking after ourselves. One of the reasons I didn't post a podcast last week was, frankly, I had a bit of a sniffle and a bit of a cold and I couldn't stop coughing, and I needed that self-care. I needed just that week away from taking the pressure off myself to constantly produce content, to really allow myself to dive into the energetics of the fields around me, but also into my energy as well. What do I need? How do I need to slow down? How am I best going to show up to serve? And that for me was really taking time away to be steady, to just do a little bit less. Yes, I was still teaching yoga, but it was all about just going within and truly, truly listening. Anyway, what I really wanted to talk to you about were kind of three things at the moment. There's lots going on. There's lots of information flying around. And I've spoken to you so many times about being really, really discerning about your information, where you're getting that information from, who are you listening to? Are you allowing your heart to guide you as to whether this information is correct? Are you allowing yourself to just take everything at face value? It wasn't a topic I really wanted to touch on, but it keeps coming into my mind as I'm saying this about discernment. And there's no easy way to put this, really, because so many different spiritual teachers have so many different views on this particular topic, and you must have your own view on this topic, and you must really drop into your heart. But there has been a spiritual leader. Okay, this isn't going onto YouTube, so I'm quite happy to name him, but the Dalai Lama was photographed, videoed, doing some quite frankly disgraceful things with a small child, getting him to suck his tongue. It's wrong on so, so many levels. The second I watched that, I felt the anger and the rage boiling up, but it was a hand on my heart moment going, gosh, hand on my heart. What is my truth about this situation? What is truly going on? And frankly, as a spiritual teacher, as someone who, you know, has been on this spiritual path for so long, and I know a couple of my other spiritual teacher friends have really banged this home. This isn't right. It isn't correct. It doesn't matter what the cultural associations are and whether it's acceptable in another culture. It's not acceptable. Okay? It's child abuse. So we need to take people like this off the pedestal. We need to put them down as a human being and say to them, this is wrong. It isn't acceptable. There are no other words to express this. And I have this week looked at so many spiritual teachers, including one who I've done training with, saying it's okay, it's a cultural practice, it's really been taken out of context, the video was spliced, it isn't really happening, oh actually really we should forgive this person who has an amazing heart. Really, what does your discernment say? And I'm getting so angry now, but it's not an anger at what's going on, it's the anger of denial, that people are denying what's truly going on, that they are actually spiritually bypassing. They are putting a smokescreen up there to deflect from what is truly going on. And for some of us in the truth community and the lightworker community, we know what's going on. We know that that person has had links into a very weird sex cult whose name I can't remember at the top of my head. We know he's spoken there. We know that there are others in this spiritual elite who have got dubious reputations. And this is now in front of your very eyes, plainly there. And it's not right. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is have a huge amount of discernment about who you are listening to, what you are watching, and what your heart truly says about situations. Okay, it's really, really important that you use your discernment. You could completely disagree with me. You could go down the same route as Teal Swan, who probably should have name checked there. Go check out her video. Who said that this was okay, that it was a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing to do this. Even if it's a cultural thing to do that, is it really acceptable? Is it acceptable to your heart? I have gone slightly off topic, but that's what I really had to say about this. So use your discernment. And the second thing that I've written down on my list of things to talk about today is confidence. Having the confidence to really speak your truth, to having the confidence to let your voice be heard. I am doing a speaking event at the weekend. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I need to have the confidence to step up and deliver my speech, which is all about heart-led living, living from the heart, leading with passion, taking heart-led actions. But that courage and confidence, it's also about me stepping behind a microphone and telling you exactly what I thought about the Dalai Lama and his actions. I haven't got anger and rage that some people will have, but it is intrinsically wrong and it should be called out and people should be brought to account. Child abuse is never ever acceptable, whether it's major or minor, doesn't matter, it's still child abuse. And then that for me is having that confidence to break through that barrier and actually say something about what is going on. That for many spiritual teachers is the big block at the moment, having the confidence to speak. But it's also a block that we're all having at the moment, having that faith, that courage, that confidence to say what we truly, truly believe. And I'd be really interested to hear your feedback and even brief me your questions. Ask me what I truly think about topics. This is where we start to have a real, true, open dialogue. It's not about one person having a more important opinion than the other person's. As we come into New Earth, it's about being able to debate. It's about being able to share wisdom. But it's also been about able to call out behaviours in the 3D world and not bring them through into New Earth, not bring them through into this beautiful place of 5D where we're living. It is about balance. It is about allowing your heart to truly speak. And it is about moving through the fear. And I often see fear as swimming through treacle. Can you believe treacle? And it's just icky. And if any of you ever watched Noel Edmonds' House Party, it's a little bit like being in the gunge tank. Essentially, that's how I feel. But then I've walked through that and I've had the courage and the confidence to say what I truly, truly believe. And in New Earth, we really have to do this. But it has to be led from your heart. It can't be a fear-based energy. We can't be constantly angry with what is going on because that anger eats us away. It creates bile within the body. It creates dis-ease within the body. It's about finding an outlet to constructively channel that anger. It's then about sitting in our heart space, and it's about healing and sending healing to situations, to anyone involved, but most of all sending healing to ourselves. And once we send that healing to ourselves, then that gives us that courage and confidence to step out. And for many of us, not being able to speak our truth has been a great theme throughout the past few years. Many of us have been very careful about what we have said. We have been really careful about how we have phrased things, how we have maybe, as one brilliant person does, created a fictional world, a fictional characters, whereby you can see the narrative play out through fictional characters. But actually, now it's about speaking your truth. It's about not hiding in shadows. And there have a great many people gone before us who have been deplatformed, who have been shunned by society for saying what they think. So my challenge to you over this next week is to say what you think from your heart. To say what you think in a reasonable, rational manner, speaking with passion through your heart, being calm and collected, but expressing your views. Expressing your views, you know, can't see me now, but my hands are moving, I'm getting excited, I'm expressing from my heart. I'm not slipping into fear and rage. Hopefully I am being quite articulate, but I totally haven't got any notes now, so I'm just speaking as the words drop into my head. But my challenge for you over this week is to have the courage and the confidence to speak from your heart about any topic. Okay, any topic whatsoever. And the second you have done it, it feels so much better. You feel so, so much relief. The fact that I have sat here now and spoken to you about my thoughts about the Dalai Lama, it feels releasing. I've let something go. I've spoken out. I probably should have spoken out on a lot more stuff, but this feels like the right time to speak out, to really have the confidence of saying this is wrong and we need to change it. We can't look up to these people once again. Use your discernment about what news sources you're doing. That gives you the confidence to go forward and speak from your heart once again. I have no idea whether I am actually going to release this podcast live. I'll sit on that, go and have a cup of tea. Because is it too controversial? I don't know. If you're listening to this, then I have obviously made the decision to release it. And if I haven't, then maybe that's not having the courage and confidence in my own convictions and the way that my heart is guiding me to speak. So maybe it will get produced, uploaded onto Buzzsprout. Maybe it will be here for you to listen to on Wednesday. But again, be discerning. This might not be your truth. What is your truth? The other thing I just wanted to mention is just really thinking about micro and macro actions. So every macro action that we take, every micro action that we take at the moment is affecting the way in which our reality is constructed. I just want to leave this thought with you. Is, are you doing something for your deepest and easiest and quickest convenience? Or are you aware that taking a small action will actually affect the greater global society, global economy? Are you thinking it's okay to really quickly pay for a newspaper with your smartwatch or your debit card? I don't know how much newspapers are these days. I don't really read them, but it might be, I don't know, £1, £1.10. Because you haven't got any change, and that's okay because, you know, that will not have any impact. Well, actually, that does have impact. It has impact on the person who is selling you the newspaper, who won't get that full £1.10. They'll have a percentage taken off by whoever the credit card machine provider is. It might affect someone that they don't have any cash in their till anymore because no one wants to pay in cash. That might have an impact on them if they want to go and bank that money. They can't anymore. They may be a believer where they want to use cash more. It's just one tiny micro action which has a massive knock-on effect. If you are thinking things are there for your convenience, to pay with your watch, to pay with your phone, to pay with a debit card, imagine what would happen if you didn't have cash. Imagine what would happen if those micro actions ended up being a completely cashless society, where you were completely dependent on a piece of technology or a piece of plastic in your pocket to fund your lifestyle. I don't want to talk much about going into a cashless economy, but it's just something at the moment that we really need to be concerned about and aware of. Also, if you're doing something for your convenience, is it really convenient? Really, truly convenient for you? Does it have any knock-on impact to another person, another person's life, another person's lifestyle? Really think about this week. There's a lot to think about, in fact. It is about how your small actions are affecting the whole. Do your small actions come from the heart, or are they coming from a place of convenience? I loved, really, really love to hear your thoughts on that. But most of all, and this is a long rambling podcast, I know, it's about having the courage and confidence to speak from your heart, to be discerning about who and what you read, who and what you hang around with, and know that every action has an impact. And if we are truly going to live in this fifth dimensional vibration, this is asking you to lead from your heart, to take every action from your heart so it brings a positive effect on the whole and not a negative effect. Lots to think about today. I'm going to leave you just to mull over what I've said, but I'll just reiterate it. Please have the courage and confidence to speak from your heart. Many of us have been silent for so long, and I know I'm guilty of that. But start speaking up. Start speaking your truth, because it is truly, truly needed. Speaking from your heart without fear, from a place of love, not a place of anxiety, fear, resentment, despair. If I have recorded and uploaded this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. hello@lexiwrightson.com. And until next week, when I have a brilliant Jenny Grace coming to talk to us about meditation and breathwork, I am sending you so, so much love. Take care.
You have been listening to the New Earth Academy podcast with your host, Lexi Wrightson. Come and sign up to our mailing list at lexiwrightson.com/podcast to be the very first to hear about new episodes. And also, go and download yourself a free meditation to help you drop into your heart space and become the heart-led leader of New Earth.